You are being watched. Right now, you're being watched. You're being watched by someone known as Big Brother. Not the TV show, but the original use of that term. And it comes from 1984, the book by George Orwell. In that dystopian world, Big Brother is a symbol of the totalitarian government that seeks and achieves control of everything. In that novel, Big Brother doesn't just tell people what they can and cannot do. Big Brother invades their thoughts and demands that they live a very certain way and stop thoughts at the very beginning. The whole concept of Big Brother is one that we can now relate to in the modern world. A loss of privacy, freedom, and truth. Right now, if you live in Australia, you know about this. Well, you should know about this, but this affects everyone all over the globe. You see, in Australia, lots of massive companies and governments test things before they roll it out throughout the world. And that's what they're doing right now. Of course, the concept of Big Brother and totalitarian governments surveilling everybody is nothing new. The Americans have been dealing with these type of laws coming in to force since 2001 and the middle of September there. But in Australia, the way they're doing it here is more invasive, I think, than ever. And what I think is far worse is both sides of the political spectrum here in Australia, they don't have differing opinions on this. Both sides want to control exactly what you can and cannot say. And that's what they're doing with the brand new law that they're bringing in now. It's passed. It's too late. At the end of this year, though, it will become reality and we'll just have to live with it and deal with it. Unfortunately, this hasn't just happened overnight. If you look at the last decade, that's how long this has been in the works, really. Go back to 2015, the mandatory data retention laws that were implemented. The Telecommunications Intercept and Access Amendment Act 2015 requires all telecommunication providers, all the phone companies, to retain metadata, including but not limited to who you contact, how you contact them, when and where from, for a period of 2 years. You're telling me that that can't be accessed by secret government organizations if they want to, if they really want to? Like, most of us have nothing to hide, but that's not the point. We saw more control with particular protests being illegal and some being legal. We saw that back in the early part of 2020. After that, around 2021, we started to see the Online Safety Act. That conversation started. Now, that act was a content regulation by the eSafety Commissioner, one person who was in control of a government department. This person was not elected, by the way, who decided what you could and could not see on the internet. They were going to order removal or blocking of content with threats of fines that had anything to do with being harmful, bullying, extremism, or misinformation. Misinformation being anything that they don't agree with, of course. You must understand, and I'm sure you do, if you at least think for yourself, you know this, that the internet is this metaphysical way of us being able to express ourselves freely and think freely and be able to actually live the life that we wish to live. We don't have freedom of speech laws here in Australia like they do in America. It's not enshrined in the Constitution. No, it's implied. It basically says words along the lines of, oh, you know, let them say whatever they want. But in reality, they don't want that at all. They don't want that even slightly. Australia's Prime Minister right now, Anthony Albanese, and this is what this video is about, is implementing strict internet rules, new internet rules and laws. They're about to come into force. And ladies and gentlemen, according to this particular article from the Daily Mail, here's what you need to know. Now, usually I make fun of the Daily Mail, but this is actually not a terrible piece. It's the basic information, but people should know about it. Australians will soon need to prove their age when logging into the internet under sweeping reforms from the Albanese government, the Prime Minister of Australia. And this all comes from a good place. And I don't necessarily think people like Anthony Albanese, like the Prime Minister or his cabinet or the eSafety Commissioner, I don't think these people are like, listen, we need to control what these people are saying out there. You know, we need to hunt them down. I don't necessarily think that. I just think It's this strange thing where a government or a big organization, once they have so much power and all these different sections are compartmentalized, they somehow and for some reason naturally try to take away things from the people below them. And I think that's what we're seeing here. Now, all of this started from a very good place, okay? In 2024, the Premier of South Australia introduced a state-based ban on social media access for the under 14s. And this was based off his wife reading Jonathan Haidt's book, The Anxious Generation. Now, it all makes sense, right? A lot of kids having to live these lives where they're constantly at this anxious, heightened state because they're dealing with shit online. They're spending too much time on their screens. They've got this happening and this happening. They're at school, and then there's if they're getting bullied, they're getting bullied at home and all that shit. Okay, I get that. And it comes from a good place because young people in Australia, nearly 40% of them, 16 to 24, have a mental health disorder. And that data comes from 2020 to 2022. I wonder what happened in those years. That's up from 26% in 2007. Okay, you can blame social media for that. Sure, there's definitely been a lot more social media since 2007. But also, during 2020 to 2022, there was an illness everyone was terrified of. There was economic uncertainty. Everyone's worried about the cost of living crisis. Climate anxiety. Everyone's tearing up paintings in the Louvre because that will save the environment, apparently. Everyone's worried about unemployment. Everyone's worried about housing in Australia. All of these things are terrifying youngsters. And geez, I sound like an old young people. But I will say that the vast majority of those things were enforced and reported upon by the mainstream media, not so much social media. So who should we be banning, really? Under new regulations passed last month, major tech companies like Google and Microsoft must verify the ages of logged-in users in a bid to restrict children access. This is nationwide, may I add, to harmful content such as the P word. Now, once again, sounds fine, all right? We don't want kids accessing that stuff like I did when I was 14, looking up huge boobs. But it does mean that every one of these young people will need a government-issued ID to access the internet, which won't be a physical ID. It'll be this digital ID that was apparently this whole conspiracy theory for a number of years. But anyway, now it's a real thing. But it also means everyone will need some sort of digital ID to access the internet. In Texas right now, you can't access PH, the hub. Okay, that's an illegal website or it's a blocked website. Will that happen here as well? I don't know. I worry that, not that I worry about PH being blocked particularly, but I don't know if this is acceptable, ladies and gentlemen. Who are you as a government to say what I can and cannot look at on the internet? As long as it's legal, then what the fuck are you blocking people for? And even with young people, like if you're 16 and you're looking to pee, I think that's pretty normal, right? I'm sure I was at that age. 14, okay, that's not that great. But I don't know. What do you... At 14, I'm sure everyone was jerking off. You got to jerk off over something. The Big W catalogs or the Target catalogs, they only go so far, ladies and gentlemen. Every single person, though, will need to, at some point, provide information, be that a card, be that an ID, or be that their face, to prove that they're an old enough person to access the forbidden internet in Australia, which means we will all have our faces, our names, our addresses tied to what we visit online. From December 27th this year, these companies will be legally, this is Microsoft and Google and all those type of places, legally required to implement age assurance technology to verify users' sign-in or face fines of up to $50 million per breach. To verify users' age, search engines could use methods such as credit card checks, awesome, photo ID, facial age estimation, digital ID, or parents vouching. Yeah, me son's old enough. Old enough to what? To party and watch PH? But what does this mean? Like, if that's happening on the 27th of December, does that mean on the 26th at 11 p.m. just before midnight, I have to jump on the old PH and look up prolapse pee for an hour and just enjoy the videos one last time? It's a joke, by the way. Or is it? Ooh. Prolapse pee. It's out there. Search results for users under the age of 18 will be filtered for content relating to pee, violence, eating disorders, and other harmful topics. And this is where the problem lies. What constitutes another harmful topic? Is it disagreeing with your government? Is it disagreeing with some policy from a government organization, maybe about the wage gap, perhaps. That's what a lot of people still believe, that the wage gap is a very real thing and men are, women are paid differently based on their gender. If I disagree with that and I look up the facts around the wage gap not being real, or at least not being accurate, because it actually has more to do with women, what jobs they choose when they choose to have a baby, not getting superannuation, which is an Australian thing, yada, yada, yada. But you need to understand that there is a far deeper issue there that probably needs to be addressed at some point, but it's not just getting paid one way or the other. So if I'm a young person and I want to look at that, does that mean I can't access that because it's a harmful topic? What about if it's deemed medical misinformation or any type of misinformation? Am I no longer able to watch that, listen to that, read that? This is from our MIT School of Information Sciences. Professor Lisa Given said the code introduces a range of new rules that will affect all users and not just minors. On top of these measures, the code requires search engine providers to report to eSafety, the eSafety Commissioner, someone who has not been elected, someone who has just been employed by the government, just the ruler of the internet. This is from that professor. I have not seen anything like this anywhere in the world. As people learn about the implications of this, we will likely see people stepping up and saying, wait, why wasn't I told that this was going to happen? This law, the eSafety Commissioner, the want for the government to be able to control everything that we see online and the way we speak is deeply concerning, and it should worry you more than anything that we're facing right now. I know most people are focused on just making enough money to get by, and I get that, absolutely. But this is concerning. This is going to be an issue for all of us. There's so many different reasons that this is an issue, and let's list some of them. Number one, it's privacy concerns. So all of your information is going to be on a database. We see all of these big groups and organizations and corporations being hacked all the time. Qantas just got hacked recently. It seemed like a lot of people's private information was just spilled out onto the internet or the dark web somewhere. So there's the privacy, there's the data leaks concern. And then where does this go from here? Are they just going to creep forward like they have done with other bills and other laws in the past? They just slowly but surely creep forward until it's just normal. Like, are you going to have to flash your passport to the screen when you want to look up tranny pee? Because I'll do it. Also, is this going to even help kids? Kids will still find a way around their shit. Of course they will. That's ridiculous. Like, that's, it's not to sound like a Gen Z. I'm not a Gen Z, but it's so not why they're doing this. It's just so not. It's also fucking expensive. It is infringing on everyone's freedom of speech in this country. The technology's not ready, okay? This is not going to work. How does it stop? How do you police the entire internet? Are you going to invoice Elon for more fines? Like, it's not going to work, mate. It's going to slow down the growth of this country. It's going to threaten innovation in this country. It's going to harm creators. It's going to harm people who are entertainers. It's going to harm people who like watching shit. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to harm so many fucking people. I want to just focus just for a quick second on what I said about the creep, right? This creep, this bureaucratic creep that seems to happen with everything. Once you give a little bit of power, they just keep taking little tiny bits of power every single year until they've got all of this power. The eSafety Commissioner, Julia Imem Grant, and her group, I think it started with, I wrote it down, how many people? There was 5 staff and a $10 million budget in 2017. Now, the budget is up to $50 million and she has 150 staff. 150 staff and their boss in the government is a non-elected official. They are consistently taking more roles. And it's all under the guise of safety, I feel. But I also feel that it has this unintended purpose of controlling the public. They are all overseeing adult content. They're overseeing misinformation, cyber abuse, they counter terrorism content, age verification, platform compliance. They're doing all of this stuff now. They are in charge of the fucking internet, all right? They are the sheriff. It is the online version, to go back to 1984, of the Ministry of Truth. They decide what is real and what is false, what is truth and what is fiction. And that is a concern. I don't care, and this lady was employed by the right-wing government, and now she's still employed by the left-wing government. For another 4 years, I think, that's her contract. This should worry everybody, okay? And I'm not saying that Julia is a bad person, but she's a lady in her, what, 40s, 50s? I don't know. I don't even know what she, I can't remember what she looks like. She's going to have a very different worldview to most of us. What she thinks is inappropriate is going to be different to most of us. What she thinks is some crazy conspiracy, most of us are going to go, yeah, that's fucking realistic, right? Something like the food pyramid being bullshit and telling people to mainly eat like refined carbohydrates. That's probably a conspiracy theory to her. But to us, we go, well, no, that's just on, it's, that relies on flawed science and the scientists were paid off by the sugar industry, yada, yada, yada. So it depends who you are. And this is the problem with one person being in control of so much. Absolute power in this case corrupts our ability to speak and think freely. This lady is Big Brother. She is watching all of us, if she wants. I mean, all of us aren't really doing anything. There's no reason to. But once again, that's not the point. Let me put it this way. A lot of people will say, you can look at what I'm looking at. I don't care. I've got nothing to hide. What if I pop my head in your house every night? Or just some random. They just pop their head in. I said, what are you up to? Tell me everything you've been doing tonight. You jerk off yet? You'd probably have an issue with that. Privacy is important. It makes us feel safe. And I think that this is an infraction on all of our privacies. My generation, your generation, all of us, we need to focus on enshrining some sort of protection for freedom of speech. Otherwise, this is just going to continue to be eroded daily. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed the video. I certainly did. Be a good motherfucker. Peace in the Middle East. My dick stinks. Toulou au revoir. Bye-bye.